This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why this month changed history? Why Muharram? And I'm not talking about Muharram itself. I'm talking about what happened when we remember Muharram, the first day of Muharram, the beginning of the year. We remember the immigration. When Rasul ﷺ decided to move from Mecca to Medina. And this is what I wanted to focus on more today and bring it to our life. Immigrant, migration, this is something not new. We see so many immigrants these days. We see pictures, we see video clips talking about something happened in this country, and people are leaving. Leaving your place to another place is definitely in the Islamic history. And the best example is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Number one. Number two is why we are migrating. Why? And if you look at Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, I'll share with you in a minute. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam left Mecca to Medina, not for a better life, not because there's a better education, not because there's more freedom, not because I can do whatever I want and nobody knows me. He left his home. He left his beloved city. He left his people because there was no more chance for him to spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said it when he left Mecca. He looked back at Mecca and he said the meaning of alayhi salatu wasalam. Wallahi, by Allah, إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَيْهِ. You are the most beloved place on this earth to me. This is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam looking at Mecca. And he said, you are the most beloved place to me on this earth. And if it was not for your people, وَلَوْلَا أَهْلَكِ أَخْرَجُونِي مَا خَرَجْتُ. And if it was not for your people who forced me to leave, I will never leave. So when I decide to move from one city to the other as a Muslim, the hijrah, the immigration of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam should be my example. Why did he leave? Why should I leave? I should leave because I can practice my deen better. I can be a better Muslim. I can spread the Islam more. My niyyah, because the famous hadith that we all know of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam when he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Deeds are judged and rewarded by intention. This is one of the principles the deen Islam is based. Why I am doing it. And why I will be judged and I will be rewarded according to my niyyah, not according to what I did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded me and you, and this applies to you and me, and I'm going to come later in a second into where do we immigrate these days? Should I pack and go? And where do I go? Or what is really immigration in this day and age? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَهُ وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this verse in Surah An-Nisa. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever, you and me and anyone, immigrate, يُهَاجِرْ. Allah used the word hijrah. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ. He leaves. Immigrate. What is immigrate? You leave your place and go somewhere else, definitely, permanently. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ. Whoever leaves. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That's the word. For the sake of Allah. What will happen? Subhanallah, he didn't say going where. It's the main thing is why. Fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. What will happen, ya Allah? Yajid fil ardi muragaman kathiran wa sa'a. He will find on this earth, he will find the earth expansive, and he will find a lot of goodness and khair. Even if I don't see it. Even if I think there's a lot of difficulty, I need to remind myself, I am leaving for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my place where I am going easier, bigger, larger, more welcoming. And then this is what I really love in this ayah. You can apply it in everywhere in your life. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ Whomsoever leave his house, and he said specifically بَيْتَ, his house, مُهَاجِرًا, immigrating to Allah and his Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I am leaving my comfort zone, and I'll come to this in a second, for Allah, because it's more pleasing to Allah. And then what happens? And I die. And I die. What will happen? فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ If I couldn't finish it, but that was my intention, Allah will reward me as if I finished it. The concept of immigration is an Islamic concept. But the reason for the immigration, we have to look for the Islamic reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is actually for Surah Al-Muzzammil, in Al-Muzzammil, he said, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ Be patient about what they tell you. وَهْجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا Stay away from them. Immigrate from them. So, it's not only Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam who immigrated. Sayyidina Ibrahim also left and immigrated. Immigration, so what the first day of the new year, the Islamic new year reminds me, should remind me of a couple of things. But number one, the concept of immigration or migration. The concept of immigration is an Islamic concept, but why I leave is a different thing. Why I am leaving. Our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam immigrated. Sayyidina Ibrahim immigrated. Sayyidina Musa immigrated. Usually, when you are in a place where you are in a place in general that you find yourself, you cannot obey Allah. There is too much temptations. There is so much tests around you. Leave and go. Immigrate. And that's what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said. But then after you, of course, you have prayed istikhara with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and wait till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you. But the concept, the Muharram remind me, number one, that I need to be in a place where I can practice my deen, where I can see that it is easier, it will flourish, it's much better for me. That's number one. Now, comes to the fact that, well, there is no more hijrah to Medina. I cannot. I mean, even if I want, it's not easy. This is not something I can do. And that's exactly another Islamic concept. Look at this hadith of Sayyida Aisha. She said, لا هجرة بعد الفتح. She said, I'm sorry. She said, الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام said, and this is actually in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. He said, no more immigration physically to Medina. لا هجرة بعد الفتح. Once they conquered Mecca, there is no more hijrah. There is no more immigrating to Medina. So how do I migrate? What do I do? And look what it says. وَلَكِنْ جِهَادٌ وَنِيَّةٌ Rather, what equal to immigration is the struggle that we go through for the sake of Allah and intention. Struggle we do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and intention. So here I am, first day of this month. And I'll come in a second. I will end up with that. It is a sacred month, Shahr al-Haram. But this day today remind me that immigration is a constant concept. It's not only today. It's not only 1400 years ago. It is a constant daily, if not every minute, concept. And how is that? Look at this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. look at this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's also in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And he said, and this is what actually narrated by Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. He said, Al-Muslimu man salama al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The real Muslim is not the Muslim who just say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah or just pray. Nope. Al-Muslimu man salama al-Muslimuna min yadihi wa lisanihi. The real Muslim is the Muslim who Muslims feel safe from his tongue and his hand. The real Muslim is the Muslim who the Muslims are safe from his hand and his tongue. Meaning, if I am around this person or that person, I know that person, she or he, young or old, will not hurt me with their tongue. And وَسَلَامُ مِنْ يَدِهِ. And I know they will not hurt me physically. And Muslim, the real Muslim, the one who other Muslims feel safe from his or her tongue and from his or her hand. Where is the immigration here? And now he said, وَالْمُهَاجِرْ مَنْ هَاجَرْ مَنْ هَجَرَ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. And the real one who immigrate, the immigrant is not the one who goes to Medina. Well, not everybody can do that. Al-Muhajir, the immigrant, man hajara ma naha Allahu an. The immigrant is the one who migrate away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it forbidden. Man hajara ma naha Allahu an. The immigrant is the one who stay away from what, or migrate away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. And Sahabi came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam later on in Medina, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give you confidence that I will migrate with you. This is after he migrated to Medina. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, إِنَّ الْهِجْرَةِ مَضَتْ لِأَهْلِهَا. The migration to Medina was done by its people. So you and me, this applies to you and me. We cannot migrate to Medina with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But don't give me covenant to migrate to Medina. Rather, give me covenant to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to struggle for his sake and to do a good deed. What does that mean for me in this day and age? How do I migrate? How do I struggle? Immigration, leaving your place, going to another country, going to another city, is something not easy. It's something full of challenges, and a lot of people feel uncomfortable doing it, and it will take time to settle and feel at ease. So there is a lot of struggle. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you and me, when I live today, the first day of the new year, and I remember Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and I should remind myself, I should tell my family, 14 days alayhi salatu wasalam, where he and Abu Bakr only, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, migrated. And because of this migration, you and me now are Muslims, living safely as Muslims. There is billions of Muslims. When Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did his last Hajj, 100,000 people were with him. 100,000 people were with him. After that, because of the migration, this number, when the people migrated with him, maybe 1,000 before him, and with him is only he and Abu Bakr. But then at the time of Hajj, 9 years later, 100,000. Now we are 1.6 billion. Migration gave Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam the safe place, the start of the Muslim nation. For you and me, in my home, in the comfort of my home, in the comfort of my home, I can migrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without moving, without leaving, without packing. By leaving, migrating away from two things. Migrating away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my own home, in my own small society, in my own small place or community. And number two, I need to migrate from my own hawa, from my own desires, from my own what I want. I migrate away. And in another, or I struggle for the sake of Allah, al-mujahid man jahada fi dhatillah. The one who struggle, the one who migrate, there's a lot of struggle in it, is the one who migrate for the sake of Allah. Hijrah, the new year, reminds me of my history, what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam went through, so you and me can practice my deen with no problem. You and me can say I'm a Muslim. You and me can go to mosques, can build mosques, especially for us living in the West. He went through all this difficulty for you and me to live as Muslims in comfort. So this deen becomes the second growing followers, number of followers in the world is Islam. Fastest growing religion is Islam. He went through all this for you and me. The question comes to you and me, and that question is to myself, number one. What did I do for this deen? What did I migrate for this deen? Did I leave my comfort zone for this deen? Did I sacrifice for this deen? So Hijrah, New Year, is the month that changed the world, morality changed. Look at, from the time Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Medina till the peak of the Islamic civilization, you're talking about 100 years later, look what happened to the world. Look at the advancement in everything. Changed the world. Many, I'm not going to go to this, but many of you know this, many inventions, a lot of things, morality, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the concept. A lot of concepts changed because of this move. Come to me and you, and I will say, he migrated for me, alayhi salatu wasalam. So you and me become Muslims and live comfortable as Muslims. What did I do for him, alayhi salatu wasalam? So another thing I need to remember, that yes, I cannot migrate, maybe most of us can't migrate to Medina physically, and it's not the same as they did, but I can migrate or immigrate in my home. And I'll give some simple examples. When we are sitting in front of that TV, and most of us, or that phone, and we are looking into the internet and looking at things, and then things comes out. And immediately comes to me, it's the first day of the new year. He migrated for my sake. He left the most beloved city for me. Can I just lower my gaze and turn it off? If he did this for me, what did I do for him? I think we Muslims need to go back and remember these basics. Maybe what I'm sharing with you today is not something you don't know, but we need to remember the basics. We need to do at least minimum from what he did for me. The concept of al-hijrah. So the first day of the new year reminds me of the concept of hijrah, not only the hijrah, the migration of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but the concept of the local, if you want to call it, the local hijrah. The local hijrah inside me. The local immigration inside me as an individual when I am alone, there's nobody else, I'm not moving anywhere. But it reminds me of me migrating from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. Moving away from what I love and like to what Allah loves and like. I need to practice as an adult. Then my children and the youth will know this. They see it on me and then they will do that. So migrating, immigration, Muharram, remind me of this. The first day of the new year, remind me of this.